Public radio is a really important part of what makes our society work, and it's more important than ever these days. Thank you so much for being our partner in providing great public radio for everyone to enjoy all year long. We can't be here without your support. As one of the best-selling and most productive authors of our time, James Patterson is a big supporter of student literacy initiatives. He wants to encourage us all to think rather than just react when we encounter the unfamiliar in our lives. James shares a few thoughts now with us on Travel with Rick Steves. James, are there any experiences you have that you suddenly become sort of evangelical about that you just think, man, this is cool and I wish more people got it, considering how different cultures are around this planet?
Yeah, I wish that more people would sort of use their brains when they're evaluating the government and all sorts of things. Just use your brain. I mean, for God's sake.
There you go. That's something I'm taking away, too. We need a smarter electorate,
no,
basically.
No, just think about it a little bit. Think through. I always thought, you know, they talk about literacy with kids, which is great, and I do some things to try to help get kids reading. But it's important to me is something that I call thinkeracy, which is for kids to get them to think.
Oh, thinkeracy like literacy. Thinkeracy.
Think about stuff. Yeah. Right. What are you going to do after school? You know, typical kid, I don't know. Okay, well, let's think about it. You could read a book. You could play soccer. You could rob a liquor store. You could, you know, and I read that only because you want them to be really opening their brains up. And to get, if I was a teacher, I'd do this every day, force them to open their brains. This whole thing about first impression and all that, no, screw that. Second impression, third impression, fourth impression. Now you're talking about something, and you close off so many things because of that. I wouldn't like that. What do you mean you wouldn't like that? You don't know anything about it.
You know, isn't that critical thinking or creative thinking?
Yeah. You know, Shakespeare, you know, with kids, and a lot of times they just, you know, read 30 pages, you'll be tested tomorrow. That's no way to teach Shakespeare. If I was doing it, and this relates to travel or whatever, the boards would be full of all these words and phrases, okay? And I would say to the kids, here's one of the weird things about Shakespeare, one of the cool things. He literally invented all of those words up there. Really, he made the word road or whatever. Yes, he actually was the first, he did that. But let me tell you another weird thing, kids. Every single word that we say, every single word you've ever said, every word you've ever heard, somebody made it up. Is that cool or what? Okay, now we're thinking. You've engaged my brain. You've turned on my brain. That's the thing about, you know, literally turning on people's brains. And that relates, I think, to what you're talking about as you travel. I wouldn't want to go there. Well, you know, I don't know, you don't know. Oh, I wouldn't like that kind of cuisine. Well, try it.
James Patterson has created memorable characters that millions have enjoyed and followed in his best-selling mystery series and novels. He joined us a while back to talk about the working people he profiled in his book, What Really Happens in Vegas. I sure enjoy the stimulating conversations we're able to have with people like James Patterson on Travel with Rick Steves, talking with travelers of all stripes about how they see the world and what they do to make it a better place. It makes me feel inspired, invigorated, and frankly, more hopeful about our world. I hope that's true for you too. The kind of invigorated feeling I get when I travel is also how I feel when I listen to public radio. If you want to live in the kind of community that can count on a good public radio station like this one, well, you know by now how it works. Put a value on what you get out of listening to this station, and then contribute what you can during this special fundraising campaign. If you can pitch in a little extra to help cover those who can't afford to give right now, that would be really helpful too. Thank you so much for making a real difference for public radio. It's important for the community you call home.